Hello, welcome to another podcast at 4C Fitness. Today we're going to jump right into it and we're going to talk about how to even be consistent in working out. And consistency is the key, and everyone knows that because consistency means repetition. Repetition means looping. Looping means iteration. Iteration means again and again and again and again. Look up the synonyms. You could choose whichever one you want. But the main message behind all that, or concept or experiential understanding of how that should be applied to your life, would be that experience or lifestyle or life cycle of you going to the gym, waking up, having a designated time or some sort of moment within the day or night that you're going to go to the gym and put that work in for about an hour or 2 hours. And over time, you could build it up and as your energy permits. And so, as we begin this little process, I'm going to just kind of take you through this. If you work out, you're not going to be able to work out without some energy. Not pre-workout energy. Pre-workout will damage your heart. Any type of protein powders will eventually damage your liver and slow you down. Think of it as it hardening up and then being like plaster against the walls of your intestines, not allowing for efficient absorption of nutrients. So guess what? Fruit is for food and leaves are for healing. So you shall use fruit as your nutrient. And fruit with vitamin C, because vitamin C facilitates nutrient absorption, including iron, manganese, magnesium, potassium, all these other important aspects of your nutrition that only come with the exact proper and living proportions within fruit and vegetables, which are leaves. And the leaves are for healing. Tea, it could be tea leaves. It could be a lot of the, you could boil peach leaves or guava leaves and drink that. And avocado leaves, those all have, you can make them into teas. And so nutrition is a primary aspect of being able to work out and have energy to work out. Also, the added weight is going to prevent you from wanting to work out too often. So as you lose the weight with the proper nutrition, I also recommend B vitamins, or thing called Marmite, because it helps you have B vitamins that helps you curb your, in the initial stages, helps you curb from the sugar withdrawals that you're going to go through. So make sure you get a little bit of Marmite. It's just, I think it's like, it's some sort of yeast that you can put on your toast or whatever, and it'll help curb that appetite as you go through your sugar withdrawal. Your sugar withdrawal is going to last about 7 days. Okay, some longer, some about maybe 3, others 7. Doesn't matter. You're not better if you're 7 days or 3 days or 3 days or Sunday. No one's better than the other. So just get through your sugar withdrawal. And once you get through that, you'll be able to manage yourself a lot better. You'll be able to calm down. You'll be sleeping better. And this is processed sugar withdrawal. So you can still have the fruit, but just, you know, again, in moderation. And the B and the Marmite helps a lot. I think it's called activated yeast or something like that. Anyway, now you're not going to be able to eat healthy Now, so continuing down this path, as I've taken a little pauses to explain each part of these checkpoints. The next part is, so if you work out, you won't work out if you don't have energy. You don't have energy if you don't eat well. If you don't eat well, and how are you going to eat well? Well, you got to know what to eat, right? And then, so let's say now you know what to eat, because you know fruit is for healing, fruit is for food, leaves are for healing, just like it says in the Word of God. You're not, you know, okay, then it's like, okay, well, then how do I get the will to go and work out consistently? The point is, it all comes down to prayer. And because you can't eat well, and you can't work out, and you can't be consistent if you don't get on your knees and pray to God to help you. At the end of the day, that's the only thing that helped me. And I'm a trainer. I was a trainer. Yes, I've worked out consistently, but not like, but it was always yo-yo. When it becomes, we're looking for lifestyle now. So I'm in the same boat as everyone else. And this aspect is that I've learned that when it becomes a stable thing, an anchoring thing, I must anchor then in the Word of God. I must anchor then in the Lord Jesus and pray and ask Him for help and depend on Him for help. Because you're not going to feel like going out every day. You're not going to feel like eating right. Going to the gym every day. You're not going to feel like eating right. It doesn't have to be every day. It could be at least 4 days a week. 3 to 4 days a week. But if you can, 4. If you can really do it, 5. And that's what's exciting. Is that it's not dependent on you. And when it's not dependent on you, and you know that if you pray, the Lord will give you the strength, you will go to the gym. You will go to the gym. Okay, so that's this message today. It's short, but it gets to the root of the cause of your ability, or the cause of the, I'd say, the kindling or activation of the success in any aspect of your life comes from acknowledging God. And putting Him first and depending on Him, anchoring to Him. You're the strength, the source of your strength, the place of your refuge is the Lord, Jesus. And so, praying should start your day and gets you through the day. Because the day has a lot of stuff that you have to deal with. And prayer is the only way. And worship. Those who can worship, worship. Okay? And everybody can worship. So, that's the answer for today. I hope you guys accept that, embrace it, study it for yourself in the Word of God. And try it. This isn't something that's you're gonna try and it's not gonna work. You're gonna work, try it, and you're gonna see, because it's not me who's, it's Jesus. Jesus is gonna be the one who, he's our trainer, and he could be there when I'm not encouraging you right here in this podcast. He can be there. He's there when. You know, when it's just you going to the gym, you know, and he's there to help overcome all your fears, all your insecurities, all your, all the excuses, and, oh, I don't want people to see me, or I don't know what I'm doing, and all that stuff, you could just dead it right now, because the Lord is with you, if you serve Him. If you accepted Him in your heart, if you're trusting in Him and believe in Him, and abide in him, if you continue in him, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And there's more scriptures, but this is the experiential knowledge of the Word of God. In a way, you're walking forward, making the moves, and making sure that the foundation of it all is your connection with your life source, your power source, the one who transforms your mind. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and he shall make your acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall make your path straight. That was the verse. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall make your path straight. And there's another one. I'm a little glitchy this morning. Yes, move forward with the Lord. He will guide you. The Lord is your strength. Okay, with prayer and through reading his word, your mind will be transformed by the renewing of your mind and the with the renewing of your mind, you shall know the will of God and be able to test the perfect will of God. And this is Romans 12:2. Look up Hebrews 12:2. And then some of these, just type them in. And some will recognize it, some won't, and that's okay. But if you don't, that just is an inspiration that I'm letting you know that the source of all my encouragement, all my strength, all my abilities, anything that is good from me, everything that I share with you is directly in association and connected to the Word of God. Because he is my sole foundation, my strength, the one that has got me to where I'm at right now. And the only reason I am in shape, walking in that balanced life, and the only thing that's anchoring me to continue into it, and continue in it as a lifestyle, so you can walk around healthy and get to where you need to be. Okay, so that's there's no secret. People would say it's a secret, but it's not. It's not a secret. So that's the key. If you want to start eating healthy and you want to have the energy to work out, and you're going to have to go through some struggle. You're going to have to go through a little uphill battle, depending on where you're at in your fitness journey, if you're just beginning. But if you're just beginning, telling you from someone who's been doing this for over 20 years, you could start with that information right now. And you can bypass the whole lot of craziness that they share in this world about, try this and each new fad and getting pulled each way and I'm spending a lot of money. I'm trying to tell you, this is the refined, right to the point. You get to start off right on the same foot as I'm learning, or have learned recently. And so you get to bypass 20 years. Okay, as far as understanding, when you understand that prayer and having a relationship with Jesus is the foundation to your success in everything that you do, including your fitness journey, and that will give you and help you to get to the gym, to do the loop, to do the iteration, to repeat, to be consistent, how we started, to be consistent. And to start to eat healthy as you pray that God helps you, that the appeal of healthy food grows in you, as that it comes in alignment with how Jesus wants, the Holy Spirit wants, in or Jesus shares in his word. And let the Holy Spirit guide you. Okay, you are not alone. You now have a personal trainer all the time. You got a personal trainer all the time in Jesus Christ. He's a personal trainer. He's a master trainer. He's He's the creator of the universe. You know, sometimes it's like, yeah, but hey, this is the truth. So I encourage you to keep moving forward. Okay, to pray. Make sure to rest. You don't have to work out every single day. Make a routine of the weeks. But God also allows for rest. And just be encouraged that that's going to be the core of everything. Okay? You will go through your ups and your downs. But this time you have an anchor for your soul to keep you on the path. As long as it says, if you draw near to the Lord, He will draw near to you. And so, when everything's hard and you don't want to lift a weight, you don't want to go to the gym, you don't want to eat healthy, that's okay, that's you. But that's not God. So sit down, get on your knees, pray, and see what God does after. Be open to be moved by the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit. Be open to be led to the directions that it shares in the Word of God. The source for your life. The source for all goodness. The source of life, which is in Jesus Christ. All right, thank you guys. That's another... that is my message today for you guys, so that you can get your mind around being consistent, making this a lifestyle, and understanding the pitfalls that you would run into. So you're not spinning your wheels, and you're actually making progress from day to day and week to week and month to month and year to year as we move forward and we get after it. Right? We got goals to meet, got purpose in our life. And we can't be having all that purpose and all the plans that God has for you if you're bogged down on sugar and overweight and not healthy and not strong. We need to get you back right. You're the temple of the Lord. And we must treat our temple properly and ask God to help us through it. Because alone we cannot, but with Him we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. All right, God bless. This is for See Fit. And I will see you or speak to you next time. God bless.